If I've heard this once, I've heard it 1,000 times, maybe more. A parent will say to me, we don't get along. We just don't get, we're too much alike. Or my third out of five child, little grammatical disability there. My third of five children is my toughest. We clash. I think it's because she's so much like me. That is a very dangerous statement to make. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Why? Let's look at it logically. The child that you have the most trouble with, the child you clash with, the child whose personality grinds on yours, is most similar to you. What are you saying? Are you saying you're difficult? Are you saying you're obnoxious? Are you saying you're bratty? What are you saying here? This is not an indictment of the child. This is an indictment of us. If I'm struggling to get along with a kid, and the main reason I'm struggling to get along with the kid is because the kid has personality traits like my own, I better get to confession or something. Let's look at this even further. One is a child, one is an adult. Are we saying the child is adult-like or the adult is childlike? Obviously, it's much more difficult for a child to be adult-like than it is for an adult to be childlike. So probably what we're implying is that I act like an 11-year-old or a 9-year-old or a 5-year-old or a 14-year-old or a 12-year-old or a 19-year-old. That really shouldn't be. The reason it shouldn't be is because we're the grown-ups. We're supposed to be more mature. We're supposed to be better reasoning. We have more control of their environment. So for me to clash with a 5-year-old who is a lot like me shouldn't be, because all I have to do is say, go to the corner. I don't have to sit there and interchange at a 5-year-old level or whatever level, 9, 12, 15, 18. Are we willing to say that the people in my life, all the adults in my life that I get along with least, are the people who are like me? Oh, are you sure you want to say that? Unless you're willing to say, I am an obnoxious little brat, and people who are obnoxious little brats and I just clash. For somebody to get along with me, they have to be a lot more mature, much kinder, much sweeter. Furthermore, are we saying that if someone were completely like me, on a continuum, a parallel of likeness, that the closer somebody gets to being like me, the more I'm going to have conflict with them? The less I'm going to get along with them? I've tried to parse the statement. Yeah, I have trouble with my daughter. She's too much like me. What I've come up with is that a difficult kid, or a kid, a more fair thing to say, a kid who is the most difficult of the children, that doesn't make them a difficult kid. It just makes them the most difficult of your particular children. A kid who is the most difficult of the children brings out the worst in us. It brings out our impatience. It brings out our nagging. It brings out our arguing. It brings out our frustration. It brings out bad feelings. Are we then saying that I'm acting like the child? Are we saying The child is willful. The child wants her own way, his own way. And I'm kind of that way myself. Now, at one level, it is good for the parent to be willful. The parent has to be stronger willed than the child. At another level, though, if I just want my own way, for the reason of wanting my own way, I am like a child. And therefore, we are like. And therefore, we're both acting like children. But the child has an excuse. He is a children. We are not a children. Therefore, to say, we clash. She's too much like me. Is really a portrait of ourselves. Maybe it would be better to say, we clash because I'm too much like her.